Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. We've been looking at the life of Jesus. We looked at him as a baby. We looked at him as the eternal one who walked up and down through the eternities and became Emmanuel, God in us, the incarnation. Then yesterday we went into detail about a vision Sister Clara Grace had of the Lord Jesus Christ in the carpenter shop, making his last table. She was invited to step inside him, and he showed her how God taught him during those 18 silent years. Now, in the numerical Bible, there is a note to Matthew 4:4. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's Matthew 4:4. And then this is the note. What a sustenance of the true life within us to be thus day by day, receiving the messages of His will, guided by that wondrous voice, learning continually more the tenderness of His love for us. Quote, and they're going to quote Isaiah 40:50, verse 4, which we read yesterday. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learner. Isaiah 50, verse 4. This is the utterance prophetically of the Lord Himself. How blessed to be able to make it our own, and thus to have the fulfillment of those words in Psalm 32:8, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way in which you shall go. I will guide you with mine eye. He who walk, and then this is the commentator's note. He who walking with God waits upon God, what shall ensnare him? What enemy shall prevail against him? You know, we are to imitate Jesus. He came to show us how to live. And we read and we heard yesterday how in the scriptures, Isaiah 50 and Psalm 119:40, how that Jesus was taught by God the Father. And Jesus said to Sister Grace in that vision, I never went to bed, I never laid my head down to sleep without meditating the scriptures and who I was in them. Then he said, He wakens me morning by morning. He wakens mine ear to hear as the taught. Did you ever wake up in the morning? Maybe you had a problem, an answer you needed, and you woke up in the morning, and there it was, your answer. God will wake you up in the morning. And especially if you go to bed meditating the scriptures. Meditating particularly the New Testament epistles and the verses which tell you, they're written to the church, who you are or what you have because you're in Christ Jesus. You should get Kenneth E. Hagin's little book, In Him. We'll send it to you free if you just call us at 1-800-972-3447. We'll send you that little book free. Who you are. Meditate that and then wake up. You know, it's the beginning of the year. We're starting now. God goes by the God calendar, which we call the Jewish calendar. But things happen according to the dates He set apart on that. But we have a Gregorian calendar, and it's really off in its years. But we start a new year in our thinking, and men seek God, and men hear God on these dates. Why? Because they seek God. You actually would hear Him on any day that you seek Him. But men right now, they're going to be, tonight and tomorrow, they're going to be seeking God, they're going to be listening for what He has to say to them, and they will hear. He will dig out their ears because they've given Him their attention. So this year, let's look a little bit as we begin it on God's guidance. I'm going to just read you some scriptures I have in the back of my Bible, a lot of pages where I can write notes, and I've written the guidance scriptures. My daughter Brenda, one morning she awoke, and Jesus was standing as if He were standing at a chalkboard or a whiteboard, and he was giving information on how to receive light and guidance. And he told her he wanted to be the CEO of our ministry, and that she was to sit before him in the mornings and listen to him. He told her a way to do it is meditate the guidance scriptures. So I have written some guidance scriptures down in the back of my Bible, and when I need to hear from God, I meditate these scriptures. Proverbs 20:27. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Man is a spirit. He has a soul, mind, will, and emotions, and he lives in a body. But you don't contact with God with your mind, and you don't contact God with your body. And he doesn't contact you that way. He contacts you through your spirit. Your spirit, that inner man that no one can see. They only can see the house you live in. There, God gives you guidance, like it is a candle, or as the Hebrew says, the lamp of the Lord. He will enlighten you through your spirit. I'll read Proverbs 20:27. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Because right under it, I've put Psalm 18:28. Thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. I put those two verses together because I want him to light up that candle on the inside of me. And then Psalm 118:27, he illuminated for us. He gives us light. In the darkness, you don't know what to do. You don't know where to go. You're confounded, but he'll give you light. Proverbs 20, verse 5, counsel in the heart of man, and the heart is the spirit, is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. In your spirit, in your heart, God has your answers. And you can draw out that water, but you know water's not going to come up out of a well. They used to have to pump the well. Somebody had to go out there and bring it up. So you'll have to bring it up out of your heart, what the Lord has said to you. Proverbs 20 and verse 12. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even both of them. Job 38:36 says that he has put wisdom in the inward parts and given understanding to the heart. Going back to Proverbs 20, verse 12, the hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord has made both of them. I was once in a church and we were singing a song. It was a church in Nashville, Charles Cowan's church. It was in, I don't know, it's about 20 years ago now. And we were singing, it was a camp meeting, and the words of the song were up on the, you know, how you put them up on the wall or a screen for people to read and sing. And I saw this word heart. And, you know, that's spelled H-E-A-R-T. And suddenly, the three middle letters came out in bold face and they raised up E-A-R. And the Lord said, the ear that you hear, those are the first four letters of heart, H-E-A-R. The ear that you hear me with is in the center of your heart. Well, look at the word heart, H-E-A-R-T. You see how ear is in the middle of it? And now here are the first four letters. And the Lord said to me that day, I put it there and I can amplify it. And I knew that he was going to amplify the hearing of the church. You see, that's what he did for Jesus. He waked him up morning by morning and it said he dug out his ear. He will dig out your ear if you meditate on these verses. You'll not have to go in 2010 not knowing what to do. You'll know what to do. I'm just sitting here thinking, I think I'll get somebody to just like make a copy of these verses. And it won't be done the week you hear this because we're real busy with the end of the year things. But probably by the middle of January, if you want to write in or you want to call, you can write Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or you can call 1-800-972-3447 and say, I want a copy of Billy Brim's guidance verses. Then I'll just get them to take a copy right out of my Bible here in my own writing, and they'll send it to you free. in Ephesians 1:17-18. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of my understanding, some Bibles say the eyes of my heart, be enlightened that I may know. Colossians 1, this too is a prayer. And it's a guidance, a prayer for guidance. That I might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. That I might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. What a good prayer to pray. This prayer in Colossians chapter 1. Just ask the Lord, oh Lord, I want to be filled with the knowledge of your will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that I might walk worthy of you, Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. The Bible says that there are good works that he has prepared that we should walk in. I went to Oral Roberts' funeral, and he had given them the order of things that he wanted done at his funeral, who he wanted to sing, who he wanted to speak. And they kept flashing up this Oral Roberts, a man who obeyed God. And he was on, I don't know which interview show it was, but someone asked him, might have been Larry King, could have been Donahue, I'm not sure, someone, are you afraid of anything? And he said, yes, I am afraid of not obeying God, of not doing what God wants me to do. It doesn't mean fear, like you're fearful of a storm, but you fear God so much that you want to do what he asks you to do, and you want to please him. So here's a good prayer right here in Colossians. It's one of my meditation. It's on my meditation page here. That I might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that I might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Romans 8:14-16. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit. The Holy Ghost inside you leads you. He bears witness with you. He's in there. He can speak. He will guide you. Now I'm going to be at Victory Christian Center, Billy Joe and Sharon Doherty's great church, Sunday evening, January 3rd, for the evening service. We're looking to this with great anticipation. I'm also looking to the next day, which is going to be the roadshow on KNYD with Brother Oral Roberts' daughter, Roberta Potts, along with David Warren. And I don't know, those 2 days, I just sense they're going to be, I think we're going to hear from God. I might not say a word, I don't know. But I just do trust that the Lord will speak to all of our hearts as we enter this new year. In Jesus' name, Shalom.